Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It's always a delight. I am delightfully excited to be with you guys today. This is the last podcast of 2020. And I have titled today's podcast, It's Not How We Start, But How We Finish. It's not how we start, but how we finish. You know, it's not how we start anything, but how we finish a thing that really matters. Let me say it this way. It's not what you say, it's what you do. It's not what we or how we start, it's how we finish. So it's not really how strong we started in 2020. The question is, how strong are you finishing 2020? It's easy to start strong, but few end strong. So I'm coming to you through this means, through this podcast, in hopes that you will end the year strong and that you will begin a new year strong. So I want to go to Matthew chapter 21, and I'm going to read you from verses 28 to 32, a parable of two sons, Matthew 21. And if you have your Bible, you can read it along with me. It says, "What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work today in the vineyard.' 'I will not,' he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to this other son and said the same thing. And he answered, 'I will, sir.' But he did not go. Which of these two did what his father wanted? 'The first,' they answered. And Jesus said to them, 'I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him.'" So it's not how we start, it's how we finish. Let's look at this parable for a moment. The first son said that he would not obey. So his father says to the first son, "Hey, son, come and help me." And that son says no, but yet he did, which demonstrates his faithfulness. While the second son, we find in this parable, he said, when the father asks him, "Hey, son, come help me," he said he would do his father's wishes, but then he didn't do it. So the first son says no, but then changes his mind and helps him. And the second son said he would do it, but ended up not doing it. So what is this parable telling us? That God is far more interested in not necessarily what we say, not necessarily what we're saying out of our mouths, but actually what we're doing. This parable is a good depiction of Jesus saying, it's not how you start a thing, it's how you end a thing. Because we can say all kinds of things with our mouths, but ultimately what we do is what matters. It's easy to say that we believe God. It's easy to say that we trust God. It's easy to say it, but it's much harder to actually demonstrate our belief and our trust. So James says in chapter 1, verse 22, "But be ye doers of the word, not just hearers, only deceiving yourselves." So it's not what we say that matters. It's what we do. We could have said at the beginning of 2020, "Oh God, I'm going to serve you." Perhaps my husband and I were just talking about it. When the pandemic first hit, everybody was wanting to go back to church. You saw people and they were worried. You saw people and they were taking care of themselves and they were outside. And then it started to dwindle down. And it's kind of died down some. Some people can say, "Well, God, I'm going to serve you." But did you serve him? Are you ending the year serving him? So the Bible says in this parable that no credit was given to the son who initially gave the verbal answer and said, "Yes, I'm going to help," but ultimately didn't end up helping. Instead, the son who initially gave the wrong verbal answer, he gets all the credit. He's the one that gets all the credit. The one that said the wrong thing, he ended up doing the right thing. So it's far less important to get the right words and far more important to do the right thing. When you look at the parable of the talents, we find in that parable that immediately in this parable, the servants were judged not just by what they said, but they were judged by what they did. God is far more interested in not just what we say, but what we actually do. Matthew 24, 13 says, "But he who endures till the end shall be saved." It's not how we start, it's how we finish. How are you finishing? How are you ending this year? Not, I'm going to start 2021. Thank God it's a brand new year. I'm going to start some New Year's resolutions. No, it starts right now. It started in January. You know, the parable that we just read here about the two sons shows us that it's not how we start. It's not how we start, but how we finish. The second son, he started off on the right footing, on the right words, right answer, which indicated perhaps that he had right intentions, but he ended up doing the wrong thing. Then we look at the other son, and he said the wrong thing, but he ended up doing the right thing. So it's not how we start, it's how we finish. You know, this application is so important for us because we are in a race. We are in a race that's a long-distance marathon. And if you look at a race, in no race do we see the winners being declared at the beginning of the race. No winners are declared at the start of the race. We never say, oh, they won and the race just started. No, it's decided when? At the finish line. That's when we decide who really won. That's when we decide who really finished till the end. And as Matthew says, he who endures till the end shall be saved. How are you finishing this year? How have you been living your life, your relationship with God, your disciplines with God, your devotion with God, your serving God? Are you ending well? Because it doesn't matter how we started, the errors of our past, what you said, just like that son that said, no, I'm not going to help you, but then ultimately ended up helping. So he starts wrong, but he ends well. The other son that said, oh, I'm going to help you. He says the right thing at the beginning, but he ends wrong and he ends up not helping. And then Jesus says, that's how the tax collectors and the prostitutes are. In other words, they received me. He said, how about you, Pharisees? You say, but you really don't do. So we have to analyze our lives. Do we finish well? Are we people that finish well? Do we finish strong or maybe stronger? You know, we go from glory to glory, from victory to victory. We ought to be people that end up very, very strong. And it doesn't matter the errors that you made maybe at the beginning of the year. What matters is that you finish strong. It doesn't matter that perhaps you had a fallout or maybe a failure. What matters is that you are going to end strong. You're going to pick yourself up and end strong serving the Lord. It's never too late to turn around and say, God, I repent. I'm sorry. I didn't start well, but I'm going to end well. This one thing I do, Paul says in Philippians 3, 13 to 14, this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind me, and I reach forth unto the things which are before me, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. And so God is asking us to end well. God is asking us to start a new year and not just say something and then not do it. You know how many people promise God so many things, but they ultimately don't do it. In this parable, Jesus teaches a principle that we must end well. That even if you said something that you said you were going to do and then you don't wind up doing it, this is a moment to really close all the gaps and really close anything that has been breached, any opening, anything that perhaps you have left open and untended to. Now's the time to reflect it on this Monday. Now's the time to really evaluate our lives and say, you know, am I stronger in God? Do I have more faith now than I did before? Am I a person that's running the race and I'm running the race and I truly can say that I have finished strong? You know, we are in this race, and Paul says one day we're going to hear God say, good and faithful servant, you were faithful with little. Therefore, I will make you ruler over much. We want God to do a lot of things in our lives, but we've got to be people of perseverance. We've got to be people that know how to finish strong. So what are seven keys to finishing well? I'm going to give them to you. To finish well and to finish something well is, number one, make sure that your intimacy with Christ is solid. Make sure that you are having intimacy with God. Make sure that He is priority. You know, I recently preached a message on the hardened heart and how many people have become so hardened. You know, maybe Paul actually makes reference to the Galatian church. He said, you guys started in the spirit, but you wound up in the flesh. Let's not be people that start in the spirit and then end in the flesh. We have to be people of intimacy with Christ. We have to have a strong relationship with God and make sure that our hearts do not become so hardened and callous that we can't feel God anymore. We've got to pursue and really nourish the relationship that we have with God. The second way to end strong is that you have to have spiritual disciplines. Do you have spiritual disciplines? Bible reading, praying, journaling? Do you have a spiritual discipline in your life where you are faithful in it? You know, sometimes it can get monotonous because it doesn't seem like a lot of things are going on those days. You know, you read your Bible, you prayed, you journal, but that's quite a lie. God is always on the move. God is always doing something in our lives. We have to be people that end well with our disciplines, that we are not so out of whack and out of order that we don't have the disciplines. We continue to have those disciplines all the way to the end. And then another way to end well is that we have to have a biblical perspective on all our circumstances. You know, you cannot end thinking, well, I don't like the circumstances. I don't like how things turned out. You have to have a biblical perspective. If you don't have a biblical perspective, you'll probably get confused. You'll probably begin to question God. You'll probably become bitter with God, or you probably will fall out in your relationship with God, wondering where was God in those situations. So to end well, you have to have a biblical perspective on everything that happens to you. What does the Bible say? Another way to end well is you have to be teachable. You have to be humble, and you have to have an obedient spirit. Are you ending that way, or are you ending with pride? Are you ending maybe with detesting, not liking, being teachable, or you know, an obedient spirit? Are you ending well in the sense that you have an obedient heart, an obedient mind, and you say, God, you can do whatever you want with my life? Another way to end strong is you have to have a sense of purpose and calling. If perhaps you've disregarded your purpose, disregarded your calling, now's the time to reevaluate your purpose. Reevaluate your calling. We don't want to wind up in January with all these New Year's resolutions. You know, everybody goes on this Christian fast, and then come March, you forgot everything that God has spoken over your life. We don't want to be people like that. We want to be steady people. We want to be people that in and out, we are constantly steady. We are not roller coaster Christians. We are not up and down kind of Christians, but we are steady and we are steadfast. And to do that, we have to have a sense of purpose and calling. That means that every day we recognize that we have a calling over our lives, that we have a purpose, and we must be in pursuit of that calling. And we must be in pursuit of that purpose. Therefore, we don't waste time. Another way to end strong is you have to have healthy relationships and resourceful people over your life. The healthy relationships are key and vital in your life. Who are those mentors that you go to? Who are the people that are speaking life into you? Do you have any? If you say, I really don't have any. Well, if you're at a local church and you have a good, solid church, or you have a healthy church, I would recommend you find healthy Christians that are growing, that have the fire of God, that have the passion of God, and begin to form those relationships. Because to end strong, the Bible says, Amos, two are better than one. Ecclesiastes says it. Because if one falls down, the other one can pick them back up. How do I end the year strong? You have to have an investment, continual investment in the lives of other people. You can't be selfish. You can't be thinking of yourself only. You have to think of other people. And that's an ongoing ministry. That is a ministry that does not stop. You have to invest in other people. You have to think of others. We are not here for self-interest, but we are here on the earth to an extension of Jesus. We are here to help others, to pray for others, to win people to Jesus. And maybe you stopped talking to people about Jesus. Well, now's the time. Listen, don't let a day go by. Don't let an hour go by. It's never too late. Perhaps you started wrong, but you can end right. Perhaps you failed God, but you don't have to end that way. Perhaps you strayed away from God. You don't have to stay in that condition. Or maybe you started with lack of disciplines. Well, end it with disciplines. And then continue the next year with all those disciplines. Let's not be a people with all these resolutions and then say one thing and then do another. Let's not be that son that says, oh yes, I'm going to help you, and then we don't help. Let's be the son that perhaps we failed some. Perhaps we fell down. Let's be the son that ends well, as Jesus said. I'm going to pray for you. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Everything in your life is not how you start, it's how you finish. This race, the Christian race, is long distance. It is not a sprint. It is not 30-yard dash. It is not just a quick relay. It is a long distance until the coming of Jesus and until we go home to be with the Lord. And how many people start out really on fire? I cannot tell you how many people start on fire for God. And then the minute attacks come, the minute an unpleasant circumstance comes, because they don't have biblical perspective on it, what happens is you don't see them anymore. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And the middle has everything to do with how you're going to finish. Let's not be a people that are always looking, right, for the breakthrough. Let's be a people that are steady. Let's be a generation that is steadfast, continually serving the Lord in and out every day, week in and week out, that we do not weaken in our faith. We do not weaken in our relationship with God, but we end well. Know how to pace yourself as a believer. And know, listen, God is cheering you on. There are witnesses, the Bible says, that there's a cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. You've got this. You can do this. End the year strong and start the year strong. Do not end the year falling out. And do not end the year losing your passion for God. The worst thing you can do right now is to stray from God. The worst thing that you can do right now is to not have a deep, intimate, loving, alive kind of relationship with God. That's the worst thing that you can do. This is the hour. End it well. End the race well. Give God your best life. Give God your best race. You have one chance. Let's give God our best race. And let's be a people that will hear on the other side, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with little. Therefore, I will make you ruler over much. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people, God. And I pray that they end the year strong. I pray, Father, that they build disciplines, that they look at their circumstance from a biblical perspective, that they build intimacy with God, that they have spiritual disciplines, that they are teachable, that they end with a humility, that they end with an obedient heart, with healthy relationships, with a sense of purpose and calling, God. Father, they constantly are investing in other people, Father, that they are not selfish or egotistical, Father. I pray that your people, Father, end well. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that if anybody fell, if anybody may be strayed from God, today's the day that they come back to Jesus. Father, I pray for their heart. Matter of fact, if you're watching me and you strayed from God, say this prayer with me. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I am so sorry that I permitted sin to enter my life. But today I repent and I give you my life. And from this day forward, I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you end strong. You are not weak. You were not born to be weak. You are a strong people. You are overcomers. And everything is possible to him that believes. Everything is possible when you have God inside of you. So don't be a weak people. Rise and finish strong. I love you guys, and we will see you in 2021.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.